Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you in tonight to the fastest 2 hours in radio. And in hour number one, we are going to hit the gridiron. We're going to talk some college football and a myriad of other topics. But before we get underway, we want to extend an invitation for you to join us online at our radio website and at Twitter, eradiosports.com and at E-Radio Sports, where we always deliver the biggest and the best in sports. And our very first guest tonight is truly one of the best in the broadcasting business. He's one of the most recognizable guys when you tune in to the CBS Sports Network. And that, of course, is Brian Jones. Brian, it's great to have you with us this weekend.
Big E, good to be with you. Trust all is well.
All is well. You know, I know you spend a ton of time in New York City, but you never know where Bevo Brian Jones might be lurking. Of all things, the Campbell family, we go to a wedding in Tyler, Texas, and there is Brian and the lovely Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, we had a great time. Our mutual friends, Mikey and little Mikey, getting hitched. That was a grand wedding and big fun, and it was great seeing you and the fam.
Well, it was. We had a wonderful time, and I must share with all of our male demographic, all the guy listeners tonight, that you have truly the trophy wife. She's tall. She's athletic. And I thought before I went up to Gladys, I thought, oh, she must have gone to Oklahoma. She must be a Sooner. But, oh, no, I was so wrong with that accent. Come on, Brian.
No way. You know, I may have, if she had done that, if she'd taken that hideous route, I probably still would have married her.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe perhaps she crossed the Red River. All right, let's get back to business here, because so much has changed, Brian Jones, since we talked in the month of December. Texas has a new head coach. We had previewed potentially some of the candidates that might be on board. Were you surprised with the selection of Charlie Strong?
Not that surprised with the selection. He has done a wonderful job, Coach Strong, at Louisville, second in wins there behind their new and former head coach there at Louisville, Bobby Petrino. So he had a pretty good winning percentage while there. He's a tough-minded coach. He's always been a well-respected defensive mind in all of college football, and I thought he should have gotten his chance a lot sooner than he did there at Louisville, but that's water under the bridge. So I'm loving everything I'm hearing. Of course, I'm far removed up here in snowy, cold New York City from Austin these days, but everything I'm hearing is all positive, and it's back to focusing on the field and not all the cushy political stuff. It's just about being a tough-minded football team, and I love the fact that that's the strategy right now, and that's all I've been clamoring for, me and a lot of other folks, is that the focus be on that football team and developing those guys. That doesn't mean you're going to win every ball game, but you're not going to out-tough us, and so that's the mindset that needs to be the tone there, and that's what they're getting. So it's been a big positive thus far. Will he be as great at the kissing babies and shaking hands? Maybe not, but that's not why he was hired. He's hired to develop these young men. There's a ton of talent on that football team, Big E. It just needs to be it needs an overhaul. It's getting that overhaul, and I think you'll see a different and a totally more entertaining and aggressive football team than we've seen in the past.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of CBS college football analyst Brian Jones. And Brian, we discussed this in the past too. There were so many flirtations with Nick Saban and with perhaps even Baylor's Art Briles. You know, it was a high-profile type of a search. Was he your first selection? Is this the guy that you wanted on board?
Nick Saban would have been a great addition to the Longhorn family, and I had it on good accord that everything was heading that direction. There were a few hiccups, mainly that he didn't want to have to answer to all the big money folks that Mac had no problem answering to. That just wasn't his thing, and that's how Coach Strong operates in the similar manner, where they just want to be football coaches. They understand that's part of the job, but their main goal is to make sure you put a winning product out there on the football field and let them go about doing that in their manner. And all the other rest of this stuff will take care of itself. So there are a number of guys whose names were popping up, and to their credit, they used that to leverage their current positions, or leverage that information, or being mentioned with one of the cushiest jobs, if not the cushiest in all of college football, and I mean that in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more iconic brands leveraged that association, however short-lived, for a little bit more coin in their pocket. So it seems like everyone got what they wanted, and it's a good good move for my Longhorns, and I'm looking forward to watching them down the road.
Okay, so let's break it all down. What does head coach Charlie Strong, what is the biggest challenge that he faces now? Because there are so many more duties than just being a football coach.
Yeah, and he's used to that, having been there at Louisville. Now, Louisville is not the University of Texas, and I think the biggest challenge I think it's just going to be changing the mindset, but I don't think that's going to be a huge challenge. We took a 5-7 team. Actually, we're 5-6. We only played 11 regular season games back then. We were 5-6 my junior year at Texas. We took the same team, and we won the conference and ended up being number 3 in the nation going into the Cotton Bowl, where we were slaughtered by Miami. But so you can take the same football team, and as your famous coach Barry Switzer said, you can take chicken crap, you know, and turn it into chicken salad, like a Joe Washington. And so that's what he's going to do, and that's the big challenge. And I don't think it's that huge of a challenge, to tell you the truth. So that may be an overstatement, because you go in and you set a philosophy. You say, okay, things are going to change. This is how we're going to go about this from here on. Either you're with it or you're not. And if you don't want to be here, fine. Get to get. And did he lose recruits? Yeah, anytime you have a transition, you're going to lose some recruits, and that's fine. But they'll be back, because they're going to see this is a new era for the University of Texas. This is how they play ball. They now have a core philosophy. I've asked this for many years now. What was Mac Brown's core philosophy? I don't know. I don't know what it was. It was just switching from, like, the West Texas wind I grew up in. You know, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes. Is bound to change. So I don't know what that philosophy was, but I do know what Charlie Strong's philosophy is, and it's going to be, we're going to be hard-nosed, tough-minded, and you may beat us, but you're going to know you've been in a battle.
Okay, we're talking with Brian Jones from the CBS College Sports Network, and we have seen, you were talking about some of the decommitments, but we actually saw a decommitment from a kid that was going to be going to Baylor, offensive tackle Ronnie Major from Huntsville. He switched his pledge from the Baylors, and he's now on board with the Longhorns. You got to like that, and the influence that you're already seeing there from Coach Strong.
Yeah, and there's so much talent there, and Coach Browse, who's a friend, I love his, the way he goes about his business and what he's done at Baylor, turning that program around, has been outstanding. Baylor was a force when I was growing up as a huge Longhorn fan, and watching Grant Taft, and they've always been able to turn out top-notch athletes, and Coach Browse is doing that again, so congrats to him on that. But there's going to be enough to go around, and everyone's going to have good athletes. And how do you shape them, though? How do you develop them? That's the key. And when you don't get those 5 stars, when you don't get the 4 and 3 stars, mark of a great coach is developing those, you know, 2, 1, and 0-star players. That's how you build consistent, good football teams. You got to have that core philosophy, that foundation, and then get everyone to buy in. And it's not going to always be because you have top-notch, elite players. Those come around every now and then, but can I turn my average guys into better and above average players? That's going to be the key, and I think we'll have that at the UT again.
Okay, CBS Sports Network, Brian Jones has been with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're quickly running out of time. What was your overall assessment of Texas's National Signing Day and the results that they got?
It's about where I thought they would be.
Okay.
And I wasn't that concerned with it. I think you look at any program around the nation, and when there's change, you look at James Franklin, left Vanderbilt, and a lot of those recruits left with him and went up to Penn State, another iconic brand in college football. So anytime you have transition like that, you're going to lose some guys. They're going to fall to the wayside, and that's fine. That's cool, but they'll see. They'll see moving forward. Man, maybe that wasn't a great idea, or maybe it was. Maybe wherever they decided to sign, it works for them, and that's okay. But Texas is going to be all right. They're back, and I think a new tone is going to be set. I don't think. I know it will be. And you just can't cry all those guys you lost. You would have hoped they would stayed and believed in the new guy moving in. But no sweat off your back that they didn't. You're going to have bigger fish to fry moving forward.
Well, a new tone, a new philosophy with head coach Charlie Strong. But quickly, just give us some love on Rick Barnes and the amazing job he's done with the men's basketball program. 10 seconds.
I say all the time, Coach Barnes, you know, who's a little under fire because of the basketball team. And, you know, what he's done with a bunch of no names. I've said this to go with my point I was making a few seconds ago, I tweeted out a couple weeks ago, I'm watching the Texas men's basketball team. I was like, I can't name a guy on this team, but they play with so much fire and aggression and passion. You got to love it. And so you got a bunch of guys who are not well-known, not a lot of McDonald's all-stars, and yet they've got a hell of a basketball team. So that's it right there. This may be the finest job Rick has done since he's been there at the 40 Acres.
Listen, Brian, we are flat out of time. We appreciate you so much coming on. Stay warm up there in New York, and we'll enjoy 75-degree temperatures down here in Houston, okay?
You're rubbing it in. Well, you know what? Me and your buddy Mikey and Opie, we're going to head to spring training next week, so I'll get some more sunshine soon.
Oh, my gosh. Well, have a great time, Brian. We'll talk to you soon, and tell Gladys we said hello, too, okay?
You got it, Big E.
All right. Much more straight ahead in hour number one at the Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay with us.